USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic lawmakers are saying they plan to include immigration reform in a budget bill that wouldn't require any Republican votes to pass in the Senate. Republican lawmakers are pushing back against the bill.
This idea of putting DACA in the infrastructure package is a terrible idea.
Senator Lindsey Graham, after President Biden suggested adding immigration language to the infrastructure budget bill. It could be passed in the Senate through reconciliation with a simple majority. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said dreamers can't wait any longer.
This year, I'm convinced, bipartisan immigration negotiations are not going to lead us to where we need to be.
Durbin reminded them Republicans used reconciliation in 2005 to pass a measure changing the number of green cards available for immigrants. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. That's 800-882-2093.
The CDC has released new data on the coronavirus Delta variant. They say it's easily transmissible. USA Radio's Brad Bernards reports.
The latest guidance from the CDC says people who are fully vaccinated should get tested 3 to 5 days after a potential exposure, even if they don't have symptoms. The agency says it's reversing their guidance because of the more contagious Delta variant, which now accounts for most COVID-19 infections.
We have 100 million people in this country who are eligible to be vaccinated who have not gotten vaccinated.
Documents released by the House Oversight Committee show in a December phone call, then-President Trump urged senior Justice Department officials to declare the 2020 election results corrupt. That's according to a handwritten note from one of the participants in the conversation. The note shows at one point Trump told Justice Department officials, "Just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The FDA is recalling some raw beef products because of possible contamination. USA Radio's Tim Berg tells us what to look out for.
More than 295,000 pounds of raw beef products are being recalled due to E. coli contamination concerns. The Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service saying dozens of products are being recalled after routine samples showed E. coli has been detected in one of its products. Health officials say raw beef products have been shipped to processors in Nebraska, Indiana, Illinois, and Minnesota. According to the CDC, E. coli infections are caused by food or water that's been contaminated by feces. Most strains of E. coli are not harmful, but others can cause problems, including pneumonia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
6 Western governors met with President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris virtually about the ongoing wildfires. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee said this season's wildfires are shaping up to be one of the worst in his state's history.
We've had 1,000 fires. It's burned 4 times more at this time of year than normal. We've had 2.5 times more acreage burned in the last decade than the previous.
Inslee is pushing for a focus on climate change as a solution to combat the devastating wildfires in the western states. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.